House of Lager. It's the name on everyone's lips as the restaurant and brewery gets closer to opening this spring. Born under the House of Funk brewing brand, which also features a micro-batch brewery and specialty coffee roastery in North Vancouver, House of Lager will be the first business to open at the oceanfront. While still in the construction phase, co-founder Stuart Ballard gave the Squamish chief a tour of the venue to shed a light on all the good vibes, food and you guessed it, lager, that will be on offer to the public in a few months. The venue, as the name suggests, House of Lager, also co-founded by Darren Hollett, will be home to a brewery dedicated to making lager. But that's not all that's going on inside. I think people hear House of Lager, and the assumption is it's a brewery, but we're really a restaurant with a brewery in the back, Ballard said. It's going to be a really broad menu, with the aim of trying to fill the gap of what we feel that Squamish needs. It also coincidentally fits into, I think, our favorite way of eating, which is not necessarily that pub grub, but not necessarily like small plate fine dining, either. So, something that's really well executed, elevated and fills the casual comfort food gap, without necessarily being your burger and chicken wings. As you walk into the venue, the bar will be on the left-hand side of the building, showcasing their house-made beer. Unlike some of the great breweries around, we're going to do two taps and two taps only, so we're going to have nothing but lager on draft, and it's just going to be a house lager and seasonal lager, Ballard said. What we're most excited to showcase is that lagers have become more of a trend again, in the craft beer side, at least. We are really a restaurant first, but the other nod to the brewery, or at least to the style of us being very lager forward, is we will have some serving vessels above the bar. So there's going to be copper-clad tanks that hold 1,000 liters each, and our beer will sit in those to help it lager. Then it will come down through a copper conduit into the bar. That will effectively be the showpiece of the beer on tap. Fun fact, the name lager comes from the method of lagering beer for a period of time to develop the flavors, Ballard explained. Not a fan of lager? No problem. House of Lager will also offer a range of other alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. As much as we're like, everyone loves a lager, people want something different as well. So while that seasonal lager will hit some of those points, we were not blinded to the fact that people drink a full spectrum of beers. And hence, yes, we will have a rotating selection of products. It will be in a package format that we will crack and pour into a glass. Ballard said that they will highlight local breweries such as Backcountry Brewing and A-Frame Brewing as well as other Vancouver-based companies. We'll also have half a dozen whites and reds available, some rosés and bubbles, a full hard bar, cocktail menu and cider. The seating layout will be similar to that of a classic European beer hall, with a communal long table as the centerpiece and smaller seating options on the perimeter as well as on the patio. So you're coming in, you're sitting next to someone that you've never met before, and you're getting comfy, he said of the communal table. Whether seated on the patio, inside, or upstairs in the event area, patrons are guaranteed to have a postcard-worthy view with Shannon Falls, Howe Sound and Spaquis Feather Park all on show. To-go area. As well as being a restaurant and brewery, House of Lager will have a small to-go area on the Howe Sound side of the building, offering coffees and snacks. Obviously, we want to have people coming in and sitting down enjoying a stein, enjoying a glass of wine, a cocktail, and our kitchen offering, but we're also in the park on the oceanfront and there will be passing traffic. So, we're also going to be able to facilitate coffees to go with our sister brand, House of Funk. Event space. Up the stairs is the venue's event space, which Ballard says can be used for a number of different purposes. I don't think Squamish has very many really great event spaces. So the nice thing for us is that, come Christmas time, we can book out a group up here, but not interfere with our day-to-day operations, he said. We can host birthday parties, group bookings, business dinners or whatever kind of event that they're kind of looking for. I mean, it's a great place to do yoga and then have a beer after, things like that. I think that we're going to have a whole range of different formats of events that come through here. I can picture a live band in the corner and being almost like a music venue at times as well. Ballard says the venue has been booked already for a few weddings later this year, including his own. I'm getting married here this year. We got engaged about 5 years ago, so it was almost like I was waiting to own my own restaurant to actually host it, he said with a laugh. The next steps. After a few hurdles, as a result of building delays, House of Lager is anticipated to open this spring. We're obviously super excited. We know this is going to be a gem. I think our designers have done a great job, the construction team has done a great job. We landed on gold with the location. So now it's all about us being able to really execute it, live up to the expectations and anticipation of Squamish, and hopefully, kind of establish ourselves as the go-to spot here, Ballard said. When asked how the community has responded to their impending opening, Ballard said people have been the best. Genuinely, the interactions we've had with the community, that is the best of it. Squamish people love to take care of their own and they love to support local businesses and I think hence, everyone's thrilled and stoked for us to open, he said. But, I think that people see us as a brand that is going to be very community integrated and hopefully be a part of Squamish for years to come. To learn more about House of Lager, visit their website, or check out their Instagram page for updates.